One night, Oliva went to bed, and when she was turning off the light, she heard a little sound. And she turned around and she looked at her light, and she heard her light say something. And Oliva said, "I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say?" And the little light said, "I want to be a big light." And Oliva looked at the little light and said, "Why do you want to be a big light?" And the little light said, "I want to light up a tree." And Oliva said, "You want to light up a tree?" And the little light said, "Yes, it's something I've always wanted to do." So Oliva took the little light with an extension cord and took it outside to a big tree in the garden. And she turned on the little light, but it was so small that hardly even lit up the trunk of the tree. And the little light was sad. It said, "I want to be a big light. I want to light up the whole tree." And Oliva said, "I'm sorry, but you're a little light." And she took the little light back into her bed. And she turned off the light. And they went to sleep. But as she was falling asleep, she could hear the little light crying, just saying, "I want to light up a big tree." The next morning, Oliva went to school. The whole day she was thinking about that little light. She went to assembly. And at assembly, they sat on these chairs in a big hall. And at the end of the assembly, the teacher stood up and said, "Will class 1B please clean up the hall of all the chairs?" Now Oliva was in class 1B. And when everybody had left the hall, she was left with her classmates. And they looked at this huge hall of chairs. There were 400 chairs. And they thought, "How are we going to ever get this done and get home in time?" And they started working on it. Now Oliva had 20 people in her class. And each person started working on these chairs. And before you know it, it was done. They'd worked together and it had happened very quickly. So Oliva got an idea. And on the way home, she spoke to her mama and said, "Mama, please take me to the hardware store on the way home." And her mama took her to the hardware store and she explained what she wanted to do to her mama. And her mama helped her buy all the things she needed. And when she got home, she ran into her room and she started working on something. And she worked and worked and worked. And at supper time, her mama called her down and said, "No, I'm still working." And she worked through supper. And by now it had got dark outside. And Oliva went and got her little light and put it on an extension cord. And the little light said, "What are you doing?" And Oliva said, "You'll see." And she worked on some cables and she connected some things to the little light. And now it was dark and they were outside. And the little light looked at the tree where it hadn't been able to light up the big tree the night before. And Oliva turned on the switch. And suddenly the whole tree lit up with all these lights that were connected to the little light. And the little light was delighted. She was so happy. And she looked and she said, "I am lighting up a whole tree." And Oliva said, "Yes, what I realized is that you will always be a little light. But with lots of friends and help, you can do big things." And when they were finished, she turned off the light and she disconnected the other cables. And they came back inside and Oliva connected the little light to her bedside plug and turned on the little light. And the little light shone happily. And Oliva said, "You did amazing things today." And the little light said, "Yes, I learned a lesson. I learned if you're little and you want to do big things, the best way you can do that is to bring people to help you. Many hands make light work." And when Oliva turned the little light off, made a happy little sound, realizing and feeling content that it could light up a room, but if it wanted to light up a tree, it could do that as well. The end.